basically your body doesn't know how to fight illness and it attacks itself. When you have a cold, your body fights it back and you get over that. When you have lupus, it could turn into pneumonia and your body's confused and you end up in the hospital for a month or two.
Does anybody know why this happens?
Nobody knows, and that's why it's so mysterious. You know, the individuals with lupus call this a cruel mystery because nobody knows why you have lupus. There's no cure. Treatments are very challenging, to say the least. And symptoms come and go. Joint pain, there's skin rashes, overwhelming fatigue, and fevers that come and go or that last for many days without known reason.
And those are the kind of symptoms that you could easily mistake for something else.
That is the big issue because many times, you know, you go to the doctor and they treat the symptom for that particular time. But if the patient is not knowledgeable enough, they cannot say, well, in conjunction with this, I have that. When they don't mention the other symptoms, doctors cannot just guess. There's not a single test to diagnose lupus. That's why they have to look at historical background of the individual and reoccurrence of symptoms before they can basically conclude all of this together is what you have.
Who gets lupus?
Anyone can get lupus, but 90% of those are women. Particularly high risk are African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, women of color.
But anyway,
know why? No, nobody knows why.
You can treat lupus?
Lupus is treatable at all stages. When it's diagnosed in the early stages, there's a better quality of life. But when the individual goes to see a doctor at a very advanced stage of the disease, it's very challenging. You know, it basically, when you have lupus, it changes your life forever. Many individuals cannot work anymore. They go, it's debilitating. It could be fatal.
Is it preventable?
No. The prevention that we talk about is education to understand. We want to empower individuals in the knowledge of lupus. 72% have heard the word, but cannot tell you what lupus is.
We hear a lot about cancer. We hear a lot about heart disease. Why not so much about lupus?
Because lupus is not a simple blood test issue. Lupus is not just joint pain. So lupus could be anything. And with other diseases, it's progressive in many of them. And it's easy to diagnose diabetes. You go and get a blood test and they diagnose you with that disease or not. Mm-hmm. With lupus, they get blood tests. They look at your historical data. They examine. And then you come back to the doctor. The symptoms might be gone. And so it's a mystery. Why did they disappear? Our cry is to basically rally for this disease because it's so unknown. We are trying to ask our policymakers to support research because compared to other diseases, lupus is underfunded. That's why there's not a clear direction on the research findings because there's not enough money to study.